Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk. We have the power to stop the bullying.
Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
A walk to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Think of the shortbread, touchy nut bar. How many cheeks? Snickerdoodle shortbread, touchy nut bars. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Everybody goes through changes.
Decisions.
looking for a sad hat making.
Commission.
Gotta keep our minds focused. Way before our time.
I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Okay, great. So all this time, there's no sound, and I've just been talking to myself, or maybe just talking to my guide. So let's start over again. This is nuts. Anyway, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. Oh, wow, life is good and it's getting better. We're going to try something else here now. We started the show off with Julie Dexter, and she said she reminds of transitions that we go through and grow through. So let's transcend now and see what happens. Okay. Transition is really kicking in. Okay, well, let's just go with the flow. Let's just do what needs to be done. So now sound is back. I'm sure about that. You are listening to Spiritual Tag Team with Psychic Betty Pegues and Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. If you want to find out more, because I don't know if you heard that, if you want to find out more about, thank you. Would they find out more about, again, don't read and talk, Life Coach Ade. If you want to find out more about Julie Dexter, you can go to her website. It is juliedexter.com. Let me bring on my co-host, because we called her, I talked to her earlier, we were just like, what's going on? We just feel like, what will be, and so what will be is being right now. Actually, before I bring her on, I know she's ready and eager. She back me up here. Let me just, okay, Betty, you need to give me some clues now. See, I'm just thrown out from that no sound. Okay, this is what we're going to do. I know how to bring myself back into balance. I refuse to let technology and outer circumstances trigger me or knock me off my path. Take a breath. Affirm the truth of who you are.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
And so it is. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am free to just go with the flow, make a mistake, and just let my life unfold just the way it needs to happen. Now, so now that I got myself back into alignment, let's welcome those of you in the chat room, those of you on the phone line, and those of you listening on the archive. Thank you all for being here. Heart Woman, Lolita, Lone Wolf Man, you've been here before. We've seen you many times. You're a regular. We actually got a reserved seat for you. This is not your first time, unless somebody else is using your name. Painting Drones and Sprocket. Rocket Dog and Joyful Tamara Joy. Welcome, everyone. We also got silent listeners. Now, silent listeners, you're the ones that guest. If you want to ask questions and interact in the chat room, we encourage you to register with Blog Talk Radio so you can interact in the chat room. Now, we will take questions in the chat room. We do, however, prefer on the phone. It's a lot easier. Just considering what's going on. But anyway, the number is 347-426-3346. Okay, Betty, you need to help me out here. I'm going to stop trying to be perfect and just put it out to the whole world. Betty, which line are you? Because I'm sending you private messages and trying to multitask, and you're not responding. I think I see you now. But anyway, quick announcements. Future tag team takes place how many times? Twice a month, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Twice a month. First and second Wednesday of the month. And since this is the first Wednesday of the month, that means you get another chance next week, 12 p.m. Eastern. And make sure you're here to ask your questions, to share your good news, to share. Maybe you called before and things happened, and now, you know, you just want to let us know what's going on in your world. And later on tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, my teleconference, Living from the Inside Out. Living from the Inside Out. And for those of you who were there last week, you can still join this week. This is the last time you can be part of the teleconference. If you go to lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com. When life seems crazy, all you get to do is just laugh. Just laugh it off. Don't trip. Okay, good. So, all right. So, my co-host got dropped. She's calling back in, and we'll take your questions. Annalisa is in line waiting patiently. And let's see, what else can I tell you? Live Conversations Radio. We do a show here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. This is just funny to me. Eastern, so make sure you follow the show and... we also ask lovingly, gently, we're nudging you, please, lovingly, with infinite love and gratitude. Oh, I've got to talk about that. Infinite love and gratitude. We just ask that you share the show on your social networks, tweet the show, text it to at least 10 people. You know, let them know what you're listening to, what's going on in your world, and tell them what's going on in my world right now. Technology is just nuts. And also like the page as well, so... you're going to like the page, and we encourage you to follow our page, Life Conversations Radio, on Blog Talk Radio. It sounds confusing, but it's not. Once you follow Life Conversations Radio on Blog Talk Radio page, you will get regular updates. Now, okay, because I was about to run out of things to say there, but Betty came in just in time. Yeah, you run out of things to say? Never. The number is 347-426-3346 and press 1 on your keypad. Daddy, what's wrong with you? You're beating, pulling your cars, and what's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
I had to pull some cards really quick to see why my computer was acting up. That's what I had to
do. This is crazy.
No,
it is just nuts.
This is what happens when I'm down to one computer and not my normal two to do this program. So
even if you had two, it's the craziness still going to happen. I have two screens and things are not working the way they usually work. So I'm trusting. But it's funny how, you know, you and I talked earlier, and we're just feeling like, well, you know, well, we just kind of lay back. Let's see what happens. And now I'm all wired up. So anyway.
Yeah, just because I was trying to figure out where I was at, you know. I mean, I feel this week is a week where people really just need to really chill. My favorite word is chillaxing. And so you really do need to chill a little bit and go with the flow of things. And as I put, for those of you who follow me on Facebook, you would see that my word of the day, angel message of the day, was patience. And Lord knows I've been having some today with this computer. So you know, just things are happening for us. I mean, there's a huge shift going on. And everybody's feeling it, you know, all over. I've read so many people this week. I do coaching sessions privately, and everybody is going through something. So we're not alone on this transitional journey. And it's getting stronger as the months go on. I feel there's this preparation as we go into 2012. You're going to really see what that year is all about. I feel it's just going to be a powerhouse year for a lot of people. It's a year of action. So we got two more months to really focus and put out there what we want, put those intentions out there, listen to this show, get some pointers.
Oh, definitely. Some pointers, too. You get your dose. Don't go a day without listening to Betty and Life Coach. Hey, that's still rhymes. It works. But you know, you talk about the change and the shift that's happening. There's a lot going on now, and trust me, we can see it. And it's happening through computers acting up, maybe things we have in the house, a microwave. Or I mean, a few days ago, I went to a grocery store. Suddenly, all I heard was, get out of the car, get out of the car, get out of the car. And I'm like, what is going on? And, you know, I find out this car just blew up. And the lady ran out, and it was on fire. They called the fire department. They did, you know, they put it out. I came home, find out all kinds of stuff has been fried by the electric at the house, because apparently the power company over here, something happened with the transmitter. So some houses were getting more power than others. So some people had low light. Some of the bulbs in the house were blown. Television was out. Everything was just fried. So there's a lot of energy going on right now. We're all feeling it. But the key to making it through, you said about chilling, relaxing, trust in the process. Relax. You cannot fight the universe. Whatever you're going through and going through right now, it's perfect. You just got to be. You got to be able to sit still long enough to say, "What is the lesson here? What's the gift here? What do I need to see? Maybe I just need to surrender." Surrender doesn't mean giving up. It simply means yielding to what is seeking to be birthed. You stop fighting. So we know we've already answered some questions for people, but we also know that people like to have their questions answered. So unless you have anything to say, we can start taking calls.
No, I just want to add to that. You know, one of the things that I do to get through this transition, and believe me, folks, I'm going through one too, is I always close my eyes and take a deep breath and say, I'm always where I'm supposed to be. I'm never dropped off where I'm not supposed to be. You know, and I say that mantra because it helps shift my brain to take a different look at any situation that I may feel I'm having a challenge moving through. So when these oppositions, when these changes happen, and believe me, these changes are necessary. For those of you who are going through a really tough one right now, you might find it hard to see. But they're necessary if you can just step back, take a deep breath, know that you're never put in that situation unless your soul is ready for you to move on. You'll get through it. And hopefully today, hopefully today, keep my fingers crossed, keep my spiritual fingers crossed that we can help you move through it. So having said that, let's get this party started. Bring
let's
them
get
on.
This party started. Okay, let me see.
Wait, I'm trying something else here.
Just for a minute. You're a very bad echo, so I don't know
okay.
if
Okay, I got a bad echo.
All right, let's try this again.
All right, it's just not going to work. It's just not going to work. Betty said, don't fight it. You said relax and go with the flow. So why are you fighting it, Life Coach Ashley? Okay, let's see. 347-426-3346. We are taking calls. Press 1 on your keypad. We will take questions in the chat room. We prefer to take your call on the phone. But we'll do our best. Let your spirit be your guide, because everything is perfect and in divine order. Let's go to Annalisa in New York.
Hello.
I love your cheerful energy. Thank you.
We already know this is going to be good. I mean, she's already
yes,
bringing
indeed.
It.
I mean, I feel like she just sprinkled joy all over me. So, what's your question, Annalisa?
Well, I've been dragging my feet on a project, and I wanted to see if you guys see anything, if it just wasn't the right timing or if I just need to buckle down. The project is huge. It's an online, you know, thing I'm trying to sell. It's self-help, self-growth. And if you see it, you know, if I get my little butt in gear and get it out there, if you see it sustaining me on any level.
Oh, you know, Annalisa, let me say this. First of all, this project that you're dragging on, your guys are saying it's time to stop dragging. It really is time to stop dragging. It really is your moment. The situation that they're seeing is that you may be hearing little things here and there that's causing you to stall yourself. And so you really have to stand your ground. It is good. You know it. And you really have to stand your ground. You're not going to get a lot of people who's going to really agree with how you proceed or how you do things. But your guys are saying this is actually will jumpstart you in a new way, in a very good new way. It is your time. Your energy is so right for you there. You're seeming to power down a little bit. And that's the situation. Your solar plex. You really need to work on your solar plex and your throat chakra, because you're tending to power down a little bit, either to yourself or to those around you, and that's why you're stalling. You know, it's almost like you're waiting for the right moment for something to happen, and they're saying it is the right moment. So your guy is saying, you know what, you need to really start moving now, and you're going to be aware of things that says, yeah, I'm on the right track. That's waiting to happen. You're the creator. So they're saying, really, you create now how you want this to go. Put out the intentions. What they're meaning is, yes, you have this project and you feel installing, but what intentions are you putting out for this to keep moving? Does that make sense? So the thing is, the energy is around you right now to get this going. So stop stalling. No more stalling.
The
last thing I want to say is they're saying the reason they're telling you that is because a lot of things you're hearing that may have you stalling is like a politician blowing hot air. So you really have to push past that and keep moving. This really is something that's really good for you, and so they're really pushing you to get going now. Okay.
Thank you so much. Yes.
Bye-bye.
So that's clear. And then I was just thinking, I kind of sense doubt. So is there some doubt around this project?
A little bit. It was created by my girlfriend, and my projects are still in development, and hers was ready, and it was sitting on the shelf. And I said, shall I take this and take it out? So it's a partnership thing. And I just wanted to know if it was my energy that was holding it back, or if I was waiting for her to get in a certain state, if there was something energetically that wasn't ready.
Okay.
No,
well,
it is.
So now with what you heard, what do you think?
It's me.
Okay, so are you going to
do
But you knew that.
You know what?
So
you're saying, she's saying that too. It's me. you know.
This project I'm doing, you know, it will help people, but for the money, and I have my things that I've just kind of been sitting on. I've been sitting on everything. So, you know, there's not one before the other. I tend to get a little rigid in my thinking I have to do this before I do that, and then I end up not doing anything. I can do it all at the same time.
Yes, but be careful there. Your guy wanted to chime in again and say they want you to be very careful of the underlying tone and feeling you put behind this now. You don't want to dive into it with an anticipation and nervousness and I got to get it going or comparison to your friend, because that's not going to bring you what you want. You want to see the joy in this now. You want to feel it. What does it feel like to you to do this now? How do you want to show up to the world, you know? So in doing this, and because this is your moment, you know, it's so right for you at this moment to do.
Okay, thank you both so much.
And before you go, I want to say, Betty just said that, because that's what I was really going to say to you, is this project, bring some joy, add some joy to it. When you answer the phone, there was so much joy coming through you, even when you said, it's me. You know, there's so much joy. Add joy to it. And with joy, it's the creative energy that makes it fun. And then instead of you worrying about, maybe I should do this before I do that, you just do this, and that will take care of itself. When you put joy into it, time will fly by.
Mm-hmm.
You attract the right people because your energy is in alignment with the project, and it will lead you to the next place. All right?
That's beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you both so much.
You're so welcome.
You're very welcome. Thank you, Annalisa. Okay, some quick housekeeping here. We're taking calls 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Now, we are taking questions in the chat, but we prefer phones, so phone lines are going to take hard. Now, do not send Betty a private chat. If you do, we won't answer your questions. And if you do, if Betty answers it, I'm going to hang up on her. I'm going to hang her up, I mean. Like, did you hear what I said? This is a partnership. So do not send Betty. See, so, yeah, that's all I got to say. Now, you can send me the private chat if you want, but actually, no. Don't send me private chat. You can put chats in the main chat room, and use a red font. That would help me to see it, or I might miss it, because I'm doing a lot of things here, so I'm not going to break my back, because we're chilling today. So if you want me to see it, put it in red font. Houston Lighthouse will come to you, and those of you who are guests, make sure you register with Block Talk Radio so you can ask your questions, or you can simply call. The number is 347-426-3346. And Holly has a question, but let's take this call. Let's go to Christina. We've got Annalisa. Now it's Christina.
Hello.
Hello, Christina.
Hey, Christina.
How are you doing?
Good morning. Hi.
Good morning.
My question is about career. Currently, I'm kind of caught between a rock and a hard place at work. And I also feel like, you know, I really want to move on to back to the profession that I was in before 3 years ago. But I just feel that there's a lot of obstacles and blocks, and there are just no opportunities available to me. So I just want to see, like, the light at the end of the tunnel and just be able to extricate myself from all these drama and quagmire.
So, Christina, the first thing your guy want me to ask you is, you mentioned that you want to go back into your old profession,
yes.
Correct?
Yeah.
And how strong is that?
Very strong.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how strong is it? It's
11.
Strong.
11.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
like
11 means you're going to quit your job tomorrow. Okay.
It means yeah,
you're
going to
resign.
If I have that job available to me, yes.
Here's the thing. You're sitting in this work environment and you're out of alignment. You're not feeling good. It's causing a lot of opposition. It's causing a lot of trouble. Right there alone tells you it's time to move on. Now, the question is, how do I move on? Because my body, my spirit, everything is telling me you know, you got what you got out of here. Not saying that the company is really bad. It becomes really bad when we resist that calling that it's time to move on. It's time to put the energy out to look, to go toward your new profession. Now, you can't get there unless you now switch your perception around, your energy around. First of all, let me say that there is so much good energy around you to move on to something better. But like the last caller, you're holding yourself back unconsciously. That is, you're putting more feeling and more energy into what you don't like and what you hope you may get if certain situations is right, than putting that intention out and saying, this is where I'm now going. I'm now making steps to get to this. You know, let me use this job now as a stepping stone out to my next thing. Now, here I'm pulling cards from people and doing the spirit guide and intuitive thing. One of the things is you're so ready for a new start. And the thing is, they're saying she's not really planting the seeds. What they mean by that is, what steps are you taking to now transition smoothly back into your old career? Because when you find out you make those little steps, plant those little seeds, things will begin to sprout for you. Secondly is, it seems like you're waiting for someone to come in and give you this helping hand. And so they're like, you know, she's waiting. And they're saying, this is really you. This is all about the energy you're putting out. That can't come. There is someone out there, actually, there is someone out there who can help you. But the energy with you and this person is so far apart that you can walk right past this person and not even know it. You really now have to switch that energy from, I'm in gloom and doom, I'm helpless, I'm in this job I don't like, and so forth and so on, because as long as you stay there, and I wish I can say it differently, but as long as you stay there, it won't change. It won't change. And so here, there's this person that's really there waiting to help you. Your guys are saying, if you can just now start making intentions of shifting, what's holding you back from just even planting seeds to go forward again? What's the one thing that's holding you back?
There is nothing that's holding me back, in my opinion. I just don't have the opportunities or any mentors or anybody who could help me move on to the career that I want. And it's not something that I can just apply and get it. It's like I also need people to kind of help me along that journey.
That's what they were saying. You're waiting for someone to help you. You create your opportunities. You have to go out there. First of all, what is this thing, that this old career that you want to go back into?
It's a career that I was in 3 years, 3 years ago.
Okay.
But I was
career? What's the career?
I was in the it was a healthcare related field.
Okay.
But because some external forces, I was forced to stop that immediately, and I was pushed into the current path that I am on right now.
Okay. So I want you to listen to this. First of all, your guide saying you're never forced into anything. Okay.
I was
right
forced.
Now.
Yes. It was forced.
On a mental level, on a human level, you're saying, I was forced into this. I'm pushed into a position I don't longer like. There's a lot of energy in there. There's the frustration energy. There's the anger energy. That's the I want to do better energy. And as long as we have that, and then now you have the I'm helpless energy. I can't do it energy. I need someone to sort of come and give me a helping hand energy, or I'm going to be stuck right where I'm at. And I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
You know, as long as you hold on to that, you can't move forward. You have to look at everything that has happened up to this point and see what benefit have you gotten out of it, so that you can go forward. Because this partnership, this person that you want to help you, is there to help you, but they're not there to rescue you. That's why they're not there yet. Does that make sense? You have to now, it's almost like you now have to stand on your own 2 feet. Your guides are saying she has everything in her to do this, but as long as she has this mentality that she has to have someone to come in and do it, that won't happen. You'll get someone, but you'll find out it's in the same situation, the bad situation that you're in right now. Is there the energy around you to get better, to move forward? Absolutely. Is it at bay? Absolutely. But you now have to, they want you to start planting some seeds. They want you to say, don't be afraid. What, you know, you say there's nothing holding me back, but there is. Anytime you say I can't do something because I need this and this and this, there's something holding you back. Something that
I don't have any opportunities. How do you want me to plant the seed when there are just no opportunities? I apply to many places and I get rejections.
That is planting a seed. Reply, but you're planting a seed. You're replying. You're putting things out without expectations of how it's supposed to come to you and what time frame. You plant the seed and you continue with your life, but you have to continue it knowing that everything will fall in place right the way it's supposed to.
I've been planting the seed for the past two years, and
Let me jump in here, Betty. Okay. So here's the thing. As I hear you, and I hear the frustration, I hear how, you know, if you want something really bad or really good and you put energy into it and it doesn't happen, it could be this, what is going on? There seems to be so much blockage, or maybe I'm not supposed to do it, even doubt. But here's the thing, Christina. First of all, you've got to, let me put it this way, understand that life is always answering your question. Now, because I was going to bring what Betty said, when you said, not in your opinion, nothing is stopping you, but you need a mentor. So let's deal with that first. In your mind, you've already convinced yourself. This is not right or wrong, no judgment. Just stay with me here. You've already convinced yourself that until I have a mentor, I can't move forward. Now that I don't have a mentor, I can't move forward. So you're sort of stuck in there. That's one thing. You say you've been applying. I want to ask you a question. When you say I want to go back to my old job, what does that mean, going back? Are you going back because you really wish you stayed there, or that's the best thing you think you can do right now, or is something within you calling you forth to move forward? What's the trigger to going back to this old
job?
I
have zero options left except for that. That's the only, I think, the viable option that I have right now.
Great. Okay, stop right there. Let's work there. So you've looked, you're in a place where it's time to change. You can feel the change rumbling up inside of you, right? You can feel it, and you're doing things that you know to do, right? You feel like it's time to change. Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
I've been feeling that I need a change for the last 2 years, and I've applied, you know, I have done everything I can in my own power. So don't say that I'm being lazy or I'm not doing anything, that, you know, I am doing everything in my power, but I just don't have any opportunities.
Listen, sweetie, just stay with me here. Let's work through this. And, you know, I know we live in a new age now. Some people might be offended that I just call you sweetie. So if you're offended, I apologize. If anybody else is offended,
I
apologize.
Offended,
But this is what I'm saying to you. Actually, you know, I can turn that around. I like flipping stuff. I'm speaking to the sweetness in you, the godness in you. Here's the thing. Right now you're in a place where you feel stuck, trapped. That's what I sense from you. Now, your old job, were you happy to leave it? You said you were forced out. Were you happy to leave, or were you happy? You were glad that you were forced out?
I was forced to leave.
Okay. How do you feel about
that
now?
When she was telling me that, you know, that I was making that up, that was so unfair.
She did not say you were making it up. This is good. I'm glad you heard that. This is the root. This is the root of it. This is what's really going on here. I sense, and correct me if I'm wrong, what I sense from you, there's a sort of, what's the word I'm looking for here? You feel like you've tried everything. There's a sense of self-judgment. nobody really understands. And so right now you're just like, I'm trying everything. When you're saying that's some fear, Betty's not coming here to tell people what they should be doing. She's telling you what she feels. So here's the thing. The universe will always mirror back to you what's going on within you. Now, let's go back to that old job. I want to stay with that for a minute. You said you were forced out. So was it a pleasurable experience, or did that experience piss you off?
It pissed me off a lot,
Okay, how do you feel about that fact right now, that you were forced out of your today? You said 2 years ago, right? How long ago was it?
I'm sorry?
How long ago was it?
Two and a half years ago.
Okay, 2.5 years. So, okay, that right here, right now, October 5th, 2011, when you go back to that moment, how do you feel about it? When you just look back at what happened, how do you feel? What's the feeling that comes up for you right now?
I feel like it was a career sabotage, and I was forced out of that job.
What do you feel? Give me a feeling. When you think, what comes up for you? How does it feel in your body?
Anger and injustice.
Okay, there we go. Anger, injustice. You probably want to slap somebody's mama. Okay, great. So here's the thing.
Well, not slap, but like angry,
I understand. Anger does cause action, but it doesn't mean you go physically. But I'm saying anger, injustice. That's 2.5 years ago. I really want you to hear me. I want you to hear this differently. Until you let go of the past, it will be challenging for you to move forward. So you feel anger and injustice about what happened. No judgment. It's not about right or wrong. That's what you feel. But you're trying to move forward, but you're still pissed about what happened in the past. So this energy around career, you're sending double messages.
That has negative implications on my ability to find the position that I want.
I get it. I get it. I understand. But I'm saying to you, in this moment right now, you can change that if you want to.
Okay.
Are you willing to see something differently?
How do you change it?
Well, hold on. My question was, are you willing to see things differently?
I'm willing to, as long as it's aligned with, you know, the reality of the workplace.
Okay, so let me ask my question again, because it only requires one word. Are you willing to see things differently?
I guess.
You guess. Okay, so you're not quite sure. Maybe you do, maybe you don't, right?
No, I said yes. Yes.
Oh, I thought you said I guess. Okay, so here's the thing. Right now, life, the reality as you put it, is mirroring back to you what is going on. There is no opening because you're dragging the past into the present. So when you even look at the future, it's colored with what was done to you. It's time for forgiveness. It's time to forgive who forced you out. What Betty was saying earlier, on a human level, yes, you were forced out. But spiritually, nothing can happen to you without a soul agreement. That may be too far for you to go to now, but we got to go to forgiveness. You've got to be able to forgive what happened in the past, because you're carrying that energy with you right now. And that energy that you're carrying, that anger and injustice, is not going to create a job that brings you pleasure and justice and harmony, because you're vibrating the energy of anger and injustice. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I just feel it's so unfair that, you know, those people who ruined my career, you know, they're living happily ever after versus I have to suffer this pain.
Okay, let me say this. What belief system do you have when it comes to the law of attraction?
I think it's
Do you believe in the law of attraction?
I just feel like, you know, it's a metaphysical thing. It doesn't happen to everybody. It happens to those people who, you know, happen to them, and so they say they believe it. But it doesn't always happen, you know.
Okay, let me say this, because the law of attraction is two things. It happens to everybody 24 hours a day. It happens to you whether you're conscious of it or unconscious of it, whether you believe it or whether you don't. It happens. So let me say that first. The second thing is, what you believe is what you will experience. And the law of attraction says whatever you are feeling is what you will attract to your life. Until you change the feeling, you cannot change that outcome. As long as what Ade was trying to say and what I was trying to say is we're always dropped off. We're always put in a situation and experience that we're supposed to be put in. And a lot of these experiences are very tragic. It seems very unjust. It seems very unfair. But our soul, we are put in that. Now, how you deal with that will determine how you go on. It has nothing to do with, you know, as you said, you thought I was like saying, oh, I'm not making up things, whatever. What I'm trying to tell you, what your guys are trying to tell you, is that, look, there are a lot of great things working for you. They're saying that time, all that time you were looking for a job, the undertone feeling was frustration. It's desperation. It's I need it. I'm injustice. And as long as you have that feeling, you always get the opposite of what you want. When I said it's you, it really is you. No matter what Ade and I say, if you have a mindset and a belief system that says life is against me, these people are sabotaging me, I can't do any better, there's nothing I can do or your guys or anyone can do to go against that will of yours and change that. But what they're trying to do is say, look, you gave that a chance for 2 years? Give something else a chance for 2 years. Sit back, take a deep breath. Say to yourself, okay, if things happened for me the way they did for my benefit, help me see that. Help me understand that so now that I can move on, so I can release this anger. There's a great book by Neil Donald Walsh called Happier Than God. And it's a tiny little book. And if you read this book, you'll get a better understanding of what I'm trying to say. Until you change that deep emotion, I can feel your pain, and I wish there was some magic pill we can give you to make that go away. But the whole truth of the matter is, whether you believe in this creative thing called the law of attraction and it happens to some people or not, don't confuse that, you know, you're saying it's law of attraction only happens when people are happy and people are getting their way. Because you have to ask yourself, is this the 100% truth, or is this just what I'm perceiving from my eyes? The thing is, as long as you hold on to anger, as Ade was saying, and frustration, nothing you're going to do is going to shift. You know, when you're sick and tired of it, when you're really sick and tired of it, give something else a shot. You say, I've been doing this for 2 years? Fine, let's scrape it. Let's try something different. Let's just try it for a month. Let me just, you know, take a breath and say, okay, if this happens for my reason, I'm ready to let it go. And now I'm going to plant the seeds. What I mean by I tell people plant the seeds because planting the seeds is simply now putting out this is where I want to go now. I'm no longer going to say someone is standing in my way. I'm going to put it out and then I'm going to be happy, do whatever I can in my power to stay positive so that these things can come to me. And while I'm looking at, when I pulled your card, all I saw was prosperity begin, partnership, love begins, and all these wonderful cards, but you're sort of holding it back. You're putting it back because it cannot match your energy vibration at this moment. It can't come to you unless you're willing to surrender and release. And as Ade said, if you're listening to the beginning of the show, surrender is not giving up. Releasing is not giving up. That's your greatest strength right now.
I just feel like if those people don't suffer the same pain as I have, I will never be able to let that anger go.
Okay, Christine, let's try this approach. I had a question for you, but let's try this approach. The person that forced you out, I want you right now, in this moment, if you're willing, to pretend I'm that person. And tell me everything that you've always wanted to tell me for the past 2.5 years. Just let it rip. Go for it.
If you were that person or that group of people,
I am that. I'm into that role. I want you to tell me what you feel about me before that.
Tell me what you were saying. Otherwise,
I wish that they will receive their karmic retribution and go to hell.
Okay, good. All right.
And really suffer in hell.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Keep going ahead. Anything else?
That's all I have to say to them. That's all I have to say to them.
Okay, good. So now, you feel better?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So now, let's just feel what you're feeling right now.
and do this. Now that you've told them to go to hell, and you see them experiencing hell, how, you know, what would you be like now? So they're out of the picture. They've gotten their retribution. They've gotten their punishment. How would you act now? How would you be now? You still don't have the job, but how would you be now? And so what does much better look like to you?
I feel much better on the inside.
Okay, good.
So what
that's a good
do?
Thing.
Now that that's a good thing. So now that you're feeling better on the inside, how are you acting now? I mean, how are you showing up now that you're feeling better?
So I'm more at peace. I can move on.
Okay, good.
And
okay,
what
so
way
good.
Are you moving
from
on?
That place, let me ask you this. Let me ask, from that place where you can move on, that place where you're feeling better, just stay there right now. Stay there. What do you know about spiritual laws? Don't go in your head. Just tell me what you know. No right or wrong. What do you know about spiritual laws? Spiritual principles.
Karmic laws. If you do something bad, you know, you will have to pay it back.
Okay, good. So how about this spiritual law? Do you believe that there is a law that is the life that's living itself through you that wants the best for you? Do you believe in that?
So far, nothing has happened that would make me think that's true.
Okay, you're justifying a question you haven't answered. Do you believe that there is a universal law that is supporting you in everything that you need?
Yes.
Okay, somewhat. Because here's the thing. What I'm sensing from you, there's a sort of back and forth. Because you're calling a show where you know there's a psychic, there's a life coach. So you know there's something, even though your life is not, according to you, is not reflecting that. So you're doing this dance. You're going from here to there, here to there, and you're not quite getting the results that you want. Okay?
Right.
So let's go back to that good feeling place.
Okay.
Just go back to where you were, that good feeling place. From that place, how do you see your future now?
So I can finally move on.
Okay, you can finally move on. So now when you get off this call, not that I'm saying hang up yet, when you get off this call, what's the next thing you're going to do?
You know, stick it out at the job, I mean, that I have right now and see what's going to happen.
Okay, great. So what I would say to you is there's a lot more that we can do, but from the good feeling place that you've now told the person who forced you out of work to go to hell and they're getting barbecued right now, you're feeling good, right? Stay in there, no judgment, just stay right where you are. What I would encourage you to do is when you get off this call, I don't know if you might even want to stay through the whole show to hear other questions and answers that we give. But when you have time with yourself, just sit with yourself and ask God, the universe, divine, whatever name you call the creator, and say, what would you have me do? What would you have me do? Now, if you find yourself not coming up with an answer, and you go back to 2.5 years ago, you got to remind yourself, oh, I told him how I feel. So until you're willing to let go of the past, you will never move forward. It's literally, you're walking forward with your head turned to the back. You're going to bounce and bump into all kind of things. Surrender the idea that you know what the next thing needs to be. You have an idea, but you don't really know the bigger picture.
Right.
So from this place, don't forget this place, that you're feeling good. And as I said, I encourage you to listen to the rest of the show on the phone line. But if you choose to not, that's fine. Next thing to do is sit and say, God, spirit, universe, spiritual guides, whatever, planetary people out there, non-physical beings, whatever you believe in, what would you have me do? And when you get the intuitive guidance to call somebody or do something or go to sleep or take a break or go for a walk, don't justify it. Now, you can, but I advise you don't do that. Because if you allow this experience that you're going through, if you allow it to happen the way it needs to happen, it will be the best thing that ever happened to you.
Okay.
But you have to continue and complete your forgiveness process. Forgiveness simply
I already
means
got the message.
Letting go. Go ahead.
I already got the message. I mean, you know, now that I put myself in that, you know, peaceful place, the message
right.
that I got was keep trying.
Yeah, and don't just
yeah.
try. Keep
uh-huh.
listening. Don't try. Listen. Listen for what led you to call in today. Listen to that voice. When you listen, there's no trying in it. It's just doing. Okay?
You'll be guided to the right thing. And, you know, the last thing I wanted to say is, you know, I know things don't seem like it's happening, but things are happening. You just have to be patient. You know, do as Ade said. You'll see a huge difference. And call us next Wednesday on the show. And just let's see what a week, just doing this for a week will get you. But
okay.
you will
Thank
see
so
a
much.
Difference.
You're very
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. Thank you.
You know what?
Okay.
You're worth it. So we're happy to do it.
Have a great day. You'll be in my prayers and my blessings.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, indeed. You're listening to Spiritual Tag Team with Psychic Betty Pegues and Life Coach Ade. To find out more about Betty Pegues, you can go to her website. It is Betty Pegues. No, not. It's Betty.T-E-G. No, Betty, help me out. I think I've sorted that. See, I'm still in that energy.
It's Betty See, you got me messed up. B-E-T-T-Y.
We're confused now. Okay, let's just ground ourselves. We were all out of space. Let's come back to the land of I am. Okay, Betty Pegues is on Facebook. Her last name is
okay.
So P-E-G-U-E-S. Okay, are you ready for another? Go ahead, Betty.
I was going to get my website address.
Okay,
so
good. She's looking at the website. So anyway, we want to welcome all of you in the chat room. Those in your phone line, we're coming to you right now. Donna, you're next. There's a lot of conversation in the chat room. I'm going to scroll down in a minute because I just was focusing on Christina. But, you know, it takes courage to do what she did. And I see it. I hold a vision for her that she can now move forward and she's released the path. 347-426-3346. We're going to take a call now, and then I'm going to go to the chat room. And I think we, Houston House and the Hollywood coming to you. Let's go to Donna. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I just have
okay.
like 1 minute to ask. I have 1 minute to ask my questions, and I have to go back to work. I have a meeting.
Are you on
so
speakerphone?
I'm on my Bluetooth, and I'm gonna listen on to the response on the archive because I can't.
Okay, can you put it on the clean tooth? Because the Bluetooth is kind of bluey. We can't really hear you very
okay.
well. There's some echo there.
Hold on.
Oh, this technology.
Is this better?
Yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
God, I can
okay.
hear you right now. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Sorry about that. It's because I have to go into a meeting in like 2 minutes, and
okay.
I'm just going to ask my question, and I'll listen to the archived answer.
Okay,
is that
great.
Okay, or should you just want to take time for someone else?
I love the trust.
No,
go for it, girl.
Okay. So what's presenting for me is I'm doing a lot of healing around relationship, and there's a past
mm-hmm.
relationship that's presenting itself,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just not clear at why it's presenting itself. And I just don't want to go back into being in a whirlwind of spinning into the wrong direction.
Okay.
So I want to gain some clarity around that.
Okay. Before she goes,
okay.
Betty, anything you want to ask her before she goes?
Well, let me tell you, when you were talking to me, a card flipped out of my hand. And when a card flips out of my hand, it's what's supposed to be said. And the card was moving on. And that flipped out before you even said anything about this. But it came in a way that says you're having a hard time moving. The reason it's happening because somewhere inside of you, you're having a hard time with moving on. This is something you should have moved on from a long time ago. And there's a little bit of something inside of you nagging that's keeping this energy, that's keeping this person in alignment with you, vibrationally in alignment with you. And so I'm going to say that because I know it's a minute and you got to go. But that was the card that flipped out. It was very interesting that flipped out while you were talking, and you mentioned this relationship. Was it a relationship that's come back?
Yes.
Right, a relationship that's come back. First of all, this relationship needs to stay away.
Yeah.
and I'm saying that in a nice way, but it is something you're not releasing. You know, they're
mm-hmm.
saying, you know, you've been with this relationship. You have you not had sacrificed enough? Have you not did enough? for it to be where it's at. And so it is, they're saying, you know what, you have to get out of your head. You're too much in your head. And it's really, really is time. You're having a hard decision of figuring out how to do this. There's this mental conflict of now what do I do? Now how do I do it? It's almost like what I'm getting is almost like when you broke it off, when it went away, there was something this person was probably experiencing or something that you're trying to make better in a way. And it's like I'm trying to find the right thing to do on both sides, you know. And it's not like you don't know what to do. It's saying she knows exactly what she needs to do. She's just having a hard time trying to figure out what's the right way to do it, the best way to do it. And it's just do what's in alignment with you. This is not feeling good for you. You know, okay. Listen to your own words. So go ahead, mm-hmm. Adi.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, Don, if you got to jump off, the rest of the message will be here for you, waiting for you for eternity. It will be archived. So
you can listen to okay, it. Perfect. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. And the great thing about Donna's question, I mean, even Christina's question is, we've got to remember, here's the thing, to all the challenges that we're going through, we've got to remember that we're human and divine. Now, the human aspect of us is just it's like a speck of an iceberg. I mean, I don't know if there's a tip, that's what I was looking for, a tip of the iceberg. So the human side, we try and, what's the word here? We try and see our spiritual life through the eyes of the five senses, through the physical senses. It's not going to work. Nothing shows up in your life. Everybody, not just Donna or Christian or anybody else, nothing shows up in your life without you being a vibrational match to it. You can't experience something and say, well, they did this to me, it wasn't the, you know, they were being mean. If you're experiencing it, your energy, your vibration is attracting it to you. Now you can pretend and say, I'm a good person, I'm a loving person, I'm spiritual, I'm this, I'm that, or whatever the case may be. Why is this happening to me? It's really simple. There's something in your belief system. There's something in your thoughts that is attracting this to you. Now, we're usually afraid of what we don't know, so we try and make what we do know better. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Our journey here is to be able to see God in all things, in the rape, in the abuse, in the injustice, to see love through it all. So the question is, if you're experiencing something that you're saying, am I supposed to let it go? Because if it's good, you're not going to ask if you're supposed to let it go. Should I go back? You already have doubts. So here's the thing. If there's something, if you just take time, this is forgiveness and listening, surrendering to what's seeking to be birthed. This applies to everybody. Nothing is going to happen. Nothing ahead of you is to your detriment. There's nothing that you're going through that is to your detriment. What makes it detrimental is how you think about it. You have a problem because you think you have a problem. And then you have a solution when you think you have a solution. So life, universe, this thing called God, the creator, is always seeking to bring you your heart's desire. The question is, are you holding on or are you letting go? It's, being spiritual means being aware. Understanding what I say basically is getting to your spiritual helicopter and look at your life from above and say, what is the truth here? And I'm talking to everyone. I'm talking to myself. We're talking to all of us. The challenge on this planet is to remember that we're both human and divine, but we're more divine than we are physical. We're more divine than we're more human. And we don't need to justify where we are. It's really that simple. So we're going to take a break, but before I do that, Betty might be bubbling up with something. If not, we'll take a quick break, and I'm going to go to the chat room, and then we're going to go back to Canada. We've got another call from Canada. Betty, anything you want to say?
No, the only thing I want to add to that was I was getting that if she continues on this road with this person and not really letting it go, it's just going to really cause her to get very exhausted. What the angels, the cards I pulled for her from the angels, is energy work. So they really wanted her to start just working on her chakras, getting grounded, She has a lot of spirituality in her, so she really don't know what she needs to do. I feel she just mm-hmm. needs to ground herself and really work mm-hmm. on her energy, and she will then pick up, you know, the right course of action without any mental conflict as to how to proceed and go on with that. And that's what they're saying. So,
and we, you know, now I think we also need to start appreciating our intuitive abilities. There's a reason we have the
yes.
intuitive ability. So many of us are trying to make it logical and analyze, and intuition is saying, I got all the answer for you. All you got to do is just sit still, shut it all up, and listen. I got the answer. It's about blending your intuition with your intellect so you can get the insight that you need for your life. There's something from Facebook here that I want to share with you. You know, there's all been this wonderful quote that's been going around lately, and it says, life is an echo. What you send out comes back to you. What you sow, you reap. What you give, you get. What you see in others exists in you. Remember, life is an echo. It always gets back to you. So what you're putting out there, what you see in your world, is simply mirroring where you are in consciousness. Now, you have to tweak how you're looking at it. And remember that you're one with the one consciousness. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. I'm going to read some of the questions or comments in the chat room, and then we're going to take some calls. You're listening to Spiritual Tag Team with Betty P. Giz and Life Coach Ade. We're here first, well, for Spiritual Tag Team, we're here first and second Wednesday of the month. So if we don't get to you this Wednesday, you can call back next Wednesday. Or you can just call in and ask Life Coach Ade on Life Conversations Radio. That happens here Monday to Thursday. We'll be right back. And here's an affirmation for us all. Carly Jackson, help us to remember who we are.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
That's it. We host the best show on the planet, so you don't need to be anywhere else. Come back here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Take a break on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and come back again. As a matter of fact, don't take a break. Just listen to the archive. Life Conversations Radio is where, how we help you. We help you just blend what's going on, where you move from intellectual spirituality and you embody what you know to be true. And for those of you thinking, oh, my God, all that negative energy towards life coach, I say, no, it's no negative energy. Energy. I have to stand with Christina to release the energy that's holding her back. Right where I'm at, I'm surrounded by infinite love and gratitude. So all those anger, if you will, or that negative energy was dissolved. It was dissolved. God is the only thing that is happening. So I'm clear about who I am when I stood in that chair to be the bearer of that energy that needed to be transformed. Because everything is energy, and that energy was transformed. So all is well. I see two questions in the chat room, and I don't know. Betty's the psychic. I'm the undercover intuitive. I just called myself out.
I thought I saw two questions. I'm fixated on Gina Shea's question for some reason, and I thought there was another question, but it seemed like it scrolled out of.
Listen, folks, I told you I was going to hang up on Betty when she goes in the chat, and she did. So say bye-bye to Betty now. But anyway, we got two calls.
Are you going to hang up on me if I answer private
no.
messages?
Okay, yes, I did. Don't look in the chat room. Okay. Let me do this. Get out my lane like you tell me when you're producing my other show.
Let me answer just one question first, okay?
Okay, go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
Because I have to answer because it was so funny when I read Gina Shea. Had asked in the chat room.
See, that's my point exactly. Yes, see, that's my point. I rest my case. I got a question that I can read it right here if you want while you get back to your question. Go ahead. Oh, life is good. It's getting better. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. Now I'll help you buy some time. You ready? Or do you want me to read Nahali's question?
Well, I can read this because it's going to go quick. All right. Gina Shea asked, what do you see coming for me in the next few months? Now, when I very first read this question, my eyes were drawn to it. I guess you can say my guides drew my eyes to the question because they laughed when they saw it. But, you know, your guys will laugh at questions you ask sometimes, but they're serious. They'll seriously answer it for you. One question I want to ask Gina Shea, and I know she can't quite answer it back right now, is how did you wake up this morning? Were you feeling really good? Were you feeling really bad? How are you seeing the world in yourself, in your life, in your job at this moment? What feelings are you tagging onto these things? When you wake up in the morning, do you say, I'm having a wonderful day? Do you listen to positive affirmations? Do you see gloom and doom? Is there a desperation in you? What's happening in your energy field that you're putting out? Because whatever you answer will tell you what's coming up for you in the next 3 months. Because
okay.
It's what you draw. Now, I'm not done.
Okay, good. We're going to take a question in the chat room, and then we're going to go to the phone line, Live Conversations Radio. Make sure you follow Live Conversations Radio so you can get regular updates. We also ask you to share the show with your friends and social networks by tweeting it, by texting it, by yelling it, by sending smoke signals. Let the world know about Live Conversations Radio. Tell them you found the best radio station in the whole wide world. So no need to listen to anything else. Even when we're not here live, you can listen to the archive. Nahali wants to know.
This is the thing. Hold on. You cut me off without me finishing my answer.
Hold on. This is spiritual husband and wife thing going on. Let's build bear with us. Okay, honey. What do you want?
All right. I was not finished. You just.
Oh, I'm
right
sorry,
there.
Honey. Would you accept my forgiveness, darling? Speak.
Well, I hope Gina heard all I said for the first time before they made that wonderful announcement. But
I felt that, but I really need to let go. I surrender to my greater yet to be.
I'm a spiritual husband.
This is the thing, Gina. There is a great energy shift coming that's around you that's actually headed your way. You might be feeling it already. There are some things you've been putting out and wanting to do. You're going to start seeing it really, really come back to you. But this is the thing they want you to be careful about. They're saying you have a tendency to go into things and then tell people
you
just
said they have
enough
a tendency to do what? You broke up.
She may have a tendency to like to figure out her own problems and situations. So as things come to her, she might go into her woman cave and say, you know what, I can figure it out, and then I'm going to come out with my solution or things like that. And one of the things that will happen when you do that is you start comparing things. So as things come to you, you might get on this comparison merry-go-round, and you go inside your own head and you figure things out, and they're saying be careful, really don't do that. As things go along, you know, don't compare it to anything else. You're being unconditioned. So what they're saying is they're taking you through this unconditioning process as they go on. So they really don't want you to compare yourself or anything that you're now going to be doing to anything else. Please confide in those closest to you. You know, we always need that buddy that we can call. Me and Adi joke on here, but he has helped me out so many ways I can't even imagine when I call and my moments arrive. So just let me put that out there to you, Gina. What's coming your way, keep feeling good. Great things are coming your way, and don't shift that. You know, just make sure you keep listening to the show and all that fun stuff. Okay, I'm done.
Thank you, honey. Can I read what's in the chat room now, honey?
Sure, darling. Go right ahead, sweetheart.
Okay, great. Okay. Whenever you need me to stop, just let me know, okay? Okay, so Nahaj said, we've been wanting to add bedrooms to a bedroom to our house and finally hired a contractor. But already dealing with some delays. Will everything turn out okay?
Everything always turns out okay. It just depends on how
yes.
you define it. That's my answer.
Yes. You know what? Everything will turn out okay. Everything will turn out fantastic. It goes right back to the thing with patience. You want to look at these delays and see how it's benefiting you. How, you know, a delay, anything that sort of stops anything, has a little gift in it for you. I pulled the one awareness card, which means, you know what, you're the magician. You know, you need to. When I very first read that question, okay, I knew there was another question. And when I read that question, the first thing that her guide said was, what is she putting out there intentionally creating for this room? You know, put that energy out there. Don't let that delay energy creep in there to cause you to put some doubt. Or now I got a little concern, and when it comes to energy, there's no such thing as little or big. It just is. And so you have to say, oh, it's delay. You know, everything happens in the perfect timing for the perfect reason. Let me see how I can use this delay for me, and so forth and so on. So, but ultimately, yes, the room will turn out.
And here's the thing. You know, we do this sometimes. I do it. We think when we have something in mind, a project we're working on, something we want to make better or change, when we see a delay or breakdown or whatever, we're so quick to say, oh, my God, it's not working out. Listen, a delay is not a denial. And we've got to see and remember that the only thing that's happening is God. If you step into that, everything that happens seems like a delay, a breakdown, is an opportunity for you to see God in it all. So it's a blessing that you're having a delay. And how you see the delay will determine how it turns out. If you're saying, oh, this is not working now, you're putting all the energy into this slight delay, then it's going to turn out in a way where you're saying, why did we even do that? It's a waste of money. Change your energy now, and that would be the end result. You know, how do you create the future? How do you predict the future? You create it. Let's take a call. Let's go to Canada, 705 area code.
Hello.
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
And what's your name?
Hi,
it's Marcia.
I
called.
I thought it was.
Yes.
Hello, Marcia. I thought it was. I saw that number. I recognize that number. What's your question?
Well, I was wondering. I have about 20 years of writing, and I'm not sure where to bring it to, how to have it known. I use it for people when they come, I read to them, and apparently it's very healing. So that's my question.
So let me, I just want to make sure, you said you have 20 years of writing, is that what you said?
Right.
Okay, you don't know where to put it or how, who to share it with? Is that the question?
Yeah, how to share it.
Yeah. Okay. Betty, you want to jump to going first?
No, I want you to go in first. I'm just
okay, honey, thank you, dear. Well, here's the thing. Right now, in this moment, and you see, I've been writing all of this for 20 years. I know somebody can benefit from it. I don't know who to give it to. But I'm just going to do something with it right now. Where would you take it?
I have.
Or what would you? Not so much where would you take it. What would you do with it right now?
I've shared it. People call me from Blog Talk to read it, and my husband, who, by the way, listened to your show last night. I played it for him when he got home, and so. We went on to Dr. Weissman's website. He was just absolutely blown away. He loved it.
That's awesome.
And this thing.
Okay. So let's wheel it back. So if you were to put your writing out there right now, you can just say, I give up. I don't know what to do with it, but I'm going to just take action. What would you do right now?
I created a blog for one thing. I write in and offer it up to different places.
You said you're writing what?
I write into different places in response to things.
Okay, so those are things that you're already doing, or that's something that you would do if you would just say, you know what, I got to just do it. Are those things you're doing already?
Well, my husband, actually, we've been talking about, you know, making that space to support my life.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Do you have a blog right now?
Yeah, it's almost prepared to go public. I've been working on it for about a week.
Here's the thing. This is what I'm asking you. It's about taking action. You said you've been writing for 20 years. Do you believe it will change people's life when they read it?
So far, so good, apparently. Yeah.
Let's try that again. So
in
I
private.
Do you believe it? I said, do you believe what this writing would change lives? You said, oh, so far, so good, apparently. So I'm asking you, Marsha, what you are downloading, what you're writing, this gift of creativity, do you believe, do you know in your soul that it will change people's lives?
Yes.
Okay, so why are you sitting on it?
I don't know.
Okay, good. Let's not worry about that. Every one of us, each and every one of us are here to add value to this planet called Earth. So if you have something that you know is of value, unless you have a plan, if you're thinking of putting it in a book, then you need to start taking the steps. You already have the content. You already have the material. It sounds to me that you just need to take the action and let the world see it. And even if you're worried people are going to criticize or judge it or how it's going to feel, or I'm not sure if I want to share my baby with the world. I don't know. I'm afraid. Just do it.
Well,
I actually
have two books written. One is completely finished.
Well, so here's the thing. Here's the steps I will give you. See, I mean, it's kind of like, really, you're just looking to make, there's so many things you can do nowadays. We're talking about social networks. You can have a blog site. You can have your own radio show on Blog Talk Radio. You're a regular listener, so you know how that works. You can put into a book. Don't worry about who's going to get it, or you just get so caught up in, I came here for this. I've been doing this for 20 years. I cannot hold it back. Release the gift to the world, and the right people will be attracted to your work.
Okay.
It's about doing the dance with the universe. Your dance with the universe is through writing, through creativity. So if you really want to experience the abundance of life, dance with the universe by sharing your dance, your creativity, your joy, your gift with the world. And don't worry about where they are, who they are. That's none of your business. The universe will take care of that.
Okay.
All right.
This is what I'm getting. Okay, one of the things is you're not grounded. Is the first thing your angel is saying. You really need to take some time away from this. What they're going to do now is take you on a little spiritual journey. They're saying, you know, she's sort of energetically stalled, and that's, for lack of a better word, me coming up with. But we'll move on. Anyway, you need to ground yourself. You really, really need to ground yourself. Step away from it for a second. They're saying because you're so ready to do this now. You're so ready to take it to the next level. But because you're not grounded, you're finding it difficult to be aware of what they're actually, action steps they're actually sending you to take. Because when you really put out in the ethers what you want, you have a guide and an angel who's listening. But they always send you an action step. They're always sending you something to do. And if you're not grounded, you won't usually hear that. What they want you to do right now is they're saying, look, we need her to take the worry out of anything concerning her writing or what she wants to do, because that's, you know, I like to tell people, boy, when we worry a lot, when we are putting out we want something done, and then we start worrying, boy, your angels and guides are working hard for the money, which means they got to go over there and deal with that worry energy and then come back and try to move you. So they're saying we don't want you to worry, but we want you to, for a moment, step to the side, step away. You know, they're trying to get you to have some clarity. You're too close to it right now. And the energy, because you're trying to put it out, might be clouding what they're trying to tell you to do. So they need you to, they're saying, just trust us, step away for a moment, get grounded. You know, I don't know if you meditate or just find some place just to be still and quiet. Put out there what you want. And then there's the issue of now putting your voice out. They said it. You know, to me, when they're saying get your voice out, it could be through blogs. It can be through everything. If I was to stand up and come to you and say, hey, my name is Betty, what do you do? What would you tell me? How much compassion, energy would you put behind those words and telling me what you are now about, who you're being, what you're putting out? How much feeling are you putting out and about now being a writer and doing what you want? So they're saying you're actually going through this shift right now with your writing. It is going through another leg. But you got to be honest, 100% honest with yourself as to how you want this to go now. Because once you do that, when they're saying she's actually pretty close with that, but once you really do it, things are going to go quickly. You're going to notice that things speed up pretty fast, and it becomes very stable. So the energy that's flowing toward you at the moment is very good. It's saying, you know, we're ready to go. But for a moment, we need you to step away from this because you're getting too close to it. It's like getting too close to the fire and being burnt. They need you to feel the heat a little bit. Get away. They really are trying to send you some directions, and they really are trying to guide you now so that you can get over this and get moving. But I think there's that little concern, that little worry. It's causing a shield between you and them. And so to remove that, they want you to play a little. They just want you just to enjoy things a little bit. Still send that intention out. Still do what you have to do, but in a much more playful way now. And find some quiet moments. They really want you to ground yourself. A good grounding meditation you can find to start doing, work on your base chakra and get that grounded, and you will see things move pretty quickly for you.
Thank you.
And before you go, I'm smiling here because I just love synergy. I'm actually on Betty's website right now. Yesterday, Dr. Darren Wiseman told you about your second chakra, the sexual chakra. And on Betty's website, she has some videos that help you balance your chakras. I don't know if you've done anything since yesterday, but you want to. I encourage you to go to Betty's website, which is BettyPegues.com, BettyPegues.Weebly.com, Weebly spelled W-E-E-B-L-Y. That's Betty, BettyPegues.Weebly.com. And when you go there, you go to the click the more button, and there's a chakra balancing station. Go over there, And, you know, there's different ones that can really help you. Because as you were as Betty was talking, I just remembered the conversation you had with Dr. Wiseman yesterday. So
right.
Get your chakras in alignment. Get grounded, feel secure, create, express, feel that intuitive self so you can see the bigger picture.
Didn't
everything
he mention
need,
her throat chakra
it.
For yesterday?
No, it was a sexual chakra.
Sexual chakra. Yeah, mm-hmm. Do the chakra work and work on the throat one as well.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, good. Let's do this. Let's take Betty, can you take a question in the chat room before we release
the show? Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Let's go here. See, Betty and I, we love what we do, and if we ain't careful, we'll just do this all day. But anyway, so we got Ginster Bean. If they're still in chat, I don't know. They can come back and listen to their answer. Do you see the time frame when I will start school? And will it be a certificate program or master program? Well, I'll let Betty answer that one.
Well, in all honesty,
my intuitive ability is getting in my way sometimes. Okay, go ahead, Betty.
Let me say this. Repeat that question to me again. I feel like a game show. Can you repeat that to me one more time?
Do you see the time frame when I will start school? And will it be a certificate program or master program?
You know, if I have to put a time frame, and I don't like to, and when I say I'm speaking for the guides, at least when they're working through me, I don't particularly like time frames. It's what you want to create and put out, and then the right time will come to me. You want to get that energy out that there's a right time and there's a right time frame, that there's a time frame you should do something. Right now, you really have to be patient right now with yourself. I mean, the energy around you right now when it comes to school is you're sort of walking in circles trying to figure out, you know, how I should do it. And you're playing this waiting game. I don't know if you've been putting in applications or you've been putting things out to the school to see which one floats back to you, see which one feels right to you. But I'm looking at if there was a time frame within a four-month time frame, I have to put one out there. And there is somebody who's going to actually come in and give you a helping hand with this. So just know which one feels right for you. You guys are like, yeah, here's partnership again. Which one feels right for you right now? I mean, really, they're saying they don't want to tell you which one to go to. They're going to tell you which one feels right for you to do. Send that energy out, and these people that I'm looking at, you will start meeting someone to help take you further along. So that's what I'm going to say. Just, you know, which program feels good to you at this moment. Don't look into the future. Well, if I take the master's, then I can do blah, 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 or if I take this, I can do da-da-da. They're saying, nix that. Where are you at right now? Which one of those feel good for you? That's the one you go for. And then release the time frame. Let them, you know, who was it? Deborah Johnson? Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Her name?
Deborah Johnson. Uh-huh.
Deborah Johnson had said something. You let things come to you. You don't go to
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of paraphrasing her a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
what your
yes.
guys was trying to say is choose, because they're not going to choose for you. You choose which one feels right. Put that out and let it come to you. Let the right people and situations come to you, because actually there is someone out there that is approaching you to help you with this. Okay? So that's what I have to say.
And the thing is, how do you let things come to you, the things that align with your intention? It's by taking time to meditate, to be still, to take a walk in the forest, to connect with nature so that you are in alignment with yourself. Soul. Your soul knows what you need. Betty said it. I mean, those kind of questions sometimes. Okay, let me go this direction. We have to remember that we are powerful. We are not powerless. We are powerful because we are an extension of the one consciousness. Now, I know physical reality gets in the way. How do we avoid physical reality getting in the way? By taking time to relax, to rest, to take a break, to stop rushing, to meditate, to listen to that inner voice. to allow, to create a space where you allow your intellect and your intuition to come together so you can receive the insight. When you look with the inner eye, you then stop doubting yourself, stop beating yourself up. We do ourselves a disservice. Marian Williamson said in a wonderful book, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. We have all the answers. And I'm saying this because I'm reminding all of us that are united in spirit, all of us, that we are one with the one. And we are supported by a friendly universe. Even what is a mistake is not a mistake. It's something to learn from. All things are a lesson God would have me learn from A Course in Miracles. All things are a lesson God would have me learn. So no matter what is going on in your life as we get ready to release this show, all things are lessons God would have me learn. So if you think the lesson is painful or someone's taking advantage of you, then you need to tweak your eyesight. And when you tweak your eyesight, you're still not going to see very clearly. So you need to go inside and look with your inner eye so you can see the bigger picture. And even if you don't see the bigger picture, trust the moment and just take it one step at a time. One step at a time. We are not separated from our spiritual guides. We're not separated from God. We're not separated from Abraham. We're not separated from Bashar. All those non-physical beings, the archangels, we are one with them. That's why when we hear what they're sharing, it makes sense. It rings true for us because it dwells deep within us. On Facebook, I said earlier, there's this wonderful quote that's just been flying around, and we're all sharing it. Oh, I needed that. I needed that. Why? Why do we feel we needed that? Or why does it ring true for us? Because it's real. The journey of life is not being afraid to take the journey. And even if you're afraid, keep walking. Being afraid doesn't mean you're less spiritual. You're right where you're supposed to be, and if you're willing to embrace what is happening, you will receive your answer. And so, what a show. Betty Piggies, anything else you want to release, express,
no.
Share? All right, you good?
I'm all good. I appreciate everyone who came and listened and had and played with us today, and hopefully we'll see you again tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yep, for Ask Life Coach at 8:12 p.m. Eastern. And also you can call in with your questions, what you're dealing with. There's some questions that we couldn't get through here. And Kathleen, call in tomorrow, because that you said, I want to know where I'll be moving to next. Wonder if Betty can tell. We can't do that right now because we're getting ready to release the show. But where do you want to go? Call in tomorrow, we can work for it. 347-426-3346 is the number. And then we're back next Wednesday for Spiritual Tag Team. Do we have a guest, Betty, or are you back next week? I can't remember now.
Well, it's next week, is it the 12th?
Yeah, I think we have a guest, actually, come to think about it. I'm
next
pulling
week,
it up.
If it's the 12th, we have Joanne Gruber.
Okay. Yes,
and Joanne Gruber next week, folks, is a medium, very powerful one. And she worked a lot with James Van Praagh, you know, who he is, a famous medium as well. And so she's going to be coming on the show tomorrow, next Wednesday, to do some readings and connect with those on the other side.
Dead people. Dead people on the other side. I hear dead people.
There's no such thing as a dead person. But if
yes, they're dead. They're dead and gone.
Want to make that... If you're looking to wanting to make that connection next week with someone crossed over, now you have to understand mediums. They will, you know, really do try to seek that person out on the other side. But as you know, as she may say, and other mediums like her that I have heard, they really don't know who's going to come over. But whoever comes over is for you at that mm-hmm. time. So if you're wanting to see if someone on the other side has a message for you, a loved one or something, be sure to tune in next Wednesday. Joanne is just tops in her field of what she does. And she works with some top-notch other mediums as well. So There you have
people that passed over.
We can have a reunion of the dead folks.
Yes. And I'll tell you.
You're being hard on yourself. Live a little. You're going to be dead soon, so you might as well enjoy it now. Yeah, I'm a medium right now. Okay, Betty, I'm getting ready. I'm acting up right now.
I'm good. Well, you know what? I'll be out tomorrow. If there is anybody, you know, who didn't get through in the chat room or on the phone, I will be willing to answer your question tomorrow, even though the topic chose not to be
I think I need some water.
I'm going to push him out of his lane to answer just those few people. So, Kathleen, if you're willing, I'm willing. And that's all I'm going to say. Right, darling? Right, dear? Right, sweetheart?
So, on that note, we want to thank you. Oh, sorry. Sorry, Doc. Have you finished talking yet?
I'm done.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure that I wasn't interrupting you. Okay, so can we release the show now, honey?
Yes, we can, sweetheart. Go ahead.
Okay,
do your
great.
Thing.
Great. We love you. We bless you. We appreciate you. And we thank God for you. Whatever you do, keep laughing, keep smiling. Life is fun, even when it's challenging. It's just a game. Relax. You're going to soon anyway. Just enjoy the moment. Yes. Thank you all. And we're going to release the show with Karen Drucker. And she's got a gift for you, that life is a gift from the goddess. Trust you're tuning in and receiving the gift of life. Even if you're not sure about how it's being wrapped, there's a gift for you. I'm back here tomorrow. Ask Life Coach at 8:12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're taking questions. And, you know, somebody came in and told you earlier that I'm undercover intuitive. 972, we can't get to you, but you can call tomorrow. Okay, we came in to release the show, and life is good. It's getting better. Be still. Be love. And be grateful. Be in a great attitude. That's what it's about. We'll see you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And make sure you listen to the archive. Thank you for sharing your energy with us. And we're out of here. Whoopsie, let's try this again. We're out of here. And this is where we dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
And now that you know the truth, you better make sure you come back or we're going to track you down energetically.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
So you have no reason to go anywhere else. So all I got to do now is give you a gift from the goddess. You know, the goddess, she's Karen Drucker. If you want to find out more about Karen Drucker, you can go to her website, KarenDrucker.com. KarenDrucker.com. Gifts of the goddess. Peace and blessings.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.